I want to talk about our tendency to love the lie or to follow deception. We have an enemy who we call the great deceiver, the father of all lies. And I want to talk about why we do that. But before we do that, I showed Vicki something the other day that she said was real beneficial for her. And I want to share it with y'all. We know in Scripture that Scripture speaks of a man of lawlessness who is being restrained or held back by something, which we know to be the Holy Spirit. That since the beginning of time, this man of lawlessness has been restrained by the work of the Holy Spirit. And what I told Vicki was, you know, there'd be occasions where that man of lawlessness would break through and we would see things happen in our culture throughout time. Unrighteousness of man would be so great, but that would be when this deceiver, this man of lawlessness, had broken through and was reflected in society. We had it declared about 4 years ago now, maybe even four and a half, that in keeping with Scripture, that there would be a time when the restrainer would be removed and the man of lawlessness would no longer be restrained and that it would pour out into our culture. The man of lawlessness is the Antichrist. That's what it is. And the Antichrist, just as surely as the body of Christ is a many-membered part, the Antichrist is a many-membered part. Everybody's tried to say Hitler or Bush or Obama or Trump or whoever was the Antichrist. It's never one person. It's a set of systems and a multi-membered part or body, just like the body of Christ, because the Antichrist is the counterfeit Christ. But this counterfeit has been released, and that's why we're seeing the news the way it is with so many things. Earthquakes, hurricanes, mass murders, you know, over and over and over. We're just seeing horrendous things in the culture of the world, and it's because of the lack of the restraint of the man of lawlessness. Apart from the character of Christ in us, we would get caught up in that. What restrains, the only thing left to restrain mankind today is the character of Christ that's within them. Personal character of Christ as He has been developed in you is what will restrain your activity. Otherwise, you'll get caught up in this thing of the man of lawlessness. But that's why this thing's going so crazy today. Is that the restrainer has been removed, and we're seeing it in all kinds of things. And it produces all kinds of evil among us. Vicki has found comfort in understanding and teaching others about this restrainer being removed, and she thought I needed to share that with you. So, let me share with you. This comes from 1 John 4. And it says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard that is coming and now is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak as the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. And by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, or the spirit of what I'm calling the lie or the deception. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago we talked about how God created us body, soul, and spirit. Body's simply what it is. It's just the body. A bunch of dirt piled up around the soul, and the spirit. The spirit is that piece of God that we said that was tucked in you that gives you life. Without that spirit of God, your body's going to die. When you do die, it's because the spirit is left. To be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. When the spirit leaves, your body will die. That's the only reason anybody comes to life. The only reason anybody dies is because the spirit either comes in or it leaves. That spirit is the settling place of the truth. It is, in your spirit, you're in 100% agreement with God because it is God. When we cry out on the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes in. We call it the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in. That's where it takes up residence, is in your spirit. That spirit is totally in agreement with God, 100%. Scripture speaks about those who the truth was not in them. The truth is not a concept or a set of rules or a set of facts. The truth is a person. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's not just some facts. But if the truth is not in us, the truth cannot settle in us. The truth has to have a place to settle. And that's what it says, and the truth was not in them. Jesus would speak, they would reject him, and he would say, and the truth was not in them. So that place had no place to connect, if you will, to settle and reside in. People who have cried out on the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes in them. So when the truth is spoken, it has a place to come and reside and become a part of them. And that's how we mature. But as surely as we need a place for the truth to reside, in order for a lie to settle on us, we have to have a place for it to settle. The place where a lie, a deception by Satan, can gain residence in us is in our soul. Our soul is that place that's open to the influence of the world, to the influence of the demonic, and that's where that place can take up residence. You cannot believe a lie without having that place for it to settle. So you have a place for the truth and you have a place for the lie. When Scripture speaks of us working out our salvation with fear and trembling, I would describe it as bringing our soul out of deception into submission to our spirit so it would agree with the truth. It doesn't necessarily become the place where the truth resides, but it comes in, it becomes indistinguishable from our spirit, and it will agree totally with the truth. Eve, the Satan knew when he came to Eve how to deceive her into believing a lie. Now the problem with our soul, Adam and Eve, as we said back a couple weeks ago, they were created with the eyes of their spirit open and the spirit driving the body, if you would, until the temptation came. And Scripture says that when they took a bite of the fruit, their eyes were open. Well, this was the eyes of their soul. And there became the battle between the soul and spirit over who was going to drive. You and I were born with the eyes of our soul open and it in control, being influenced by the world, being receptive of the things of the world, until we cried out on the name of Christ and the Holy Spirit came in, and then the eyes of our spirit was open, and it became the conflict between our soul and spirit over who was going to drive. If the characteristics of the spirit are that it's in total agreement with God, that's where love comes from, that's where our Christ-like character is going to come from, I would submit to you that your soul, although it is very carnal, it's very worldly, and it's very self-centered, it is going to seek comfort. Our love of the lie comes from our desire to have comfort in our soul. We become very me-centric. Everything comes about how it affects me. Everything as opposed to my spirit, which is going to be Christ-like, I'm going to lay down my life for others. My opinion really doesn't matter. It's more about me representing Christ. No longer I who lives, but Christ who lives within me. The soul is the very opposite of that. Everything's about me. I got to have things my way. I got to have comfort. I basically want, as Adam and Eve did, they went out and made clothes for themselves and hid for themselves. Making clothes for themselves was providing for themselves. Hiding from God was protecting themselves. It was a form of protection. Self-survival, self-reliance becomes the primary factor of the soul. If we're living in our soul, it makes it very easy for the great deceiver, the father of all lies, the accuser of the brethren, to introduce the deceptions to us. And they don't have to be huge deceptions. They just need to be minor ones. Satan's goal is not to make us all inherently evil. His goal is to deceive us just enough that we fail to meet the fullness of who God created us to be. So he doesn't need to do much deception. But in this time that we're in right now, where the man of lawlessness is unrestrained, deception is everywhere. The words that I hear are seriousness, deliberate, sober, purposeful, always seeking, prayerful, discerning. These are the type of things that we need to be engaged in today, because there is so much deception out there, and our soul is so given over to its love of the lie. Now, the love of the truth, we know, is what keeps us from perishing. Our spirit and its love of seeking the truth is what's going to save us and keep us from perishing. But we need to know and we need to understand, there is an element in us that actually loves the lie. Because the lie brings comfort. The deceptions will bring comfort. Alcoholics, drug addicts, things like that. Why do they do it? It brings comfort. It soothes those things that scare them to death. Any time we become habitual about something, it's typically a comfort thing. People who use food as a comfort item, they overeat. They're trying to comfort this thing. Well, it's all buying into the lie. And that's that self-sufficiency, self-provision, self-protection, meeting what I need, and that being of a greater need than what the body of Christ is. And we have to change it. My word to you about this today is, in particular, is that in these times when the work of the Antichrist, Jesus himself said, and many of them have gone out among you already. We know that the Antichrists are out. They're out working. We know what Scripture says about in the last days, how people will become carnal. They'll become soulish. They'll be lovers of themselves, is what it said. Self-centered and lovers of themselves. Become malicious, slanderers, liars, gossips, insolent, haters of parents. Whole list of things that will come forth. It's all coming from this characteristic of the influence of the man of lawlessness in our soul. So what I say to you today is this. Call forth that spirit of discernment, the discernings of the spirits. God placed in you a gift called the discerning of the spirits. Test them. When you hear something speak, discern whether God is in it or God is not. It's there. He'll tell you. Jesus promised us. He said, it is good that I should go, because when I go, I will send the great comforter who will lead you into truth in all matters. He has given us the Holy Spirit to show us truth in all matters. That will discern what is of God and what is of the world, so that we will not be caught into deception. Guys, it's all around us. it's more intense today than it has been before because this restrainer has been removed. So I say to you, call forth that gift and walk in intentional soberness concerning the things of God, so that you might not fall into deception by our enemy, the evil one, who is set out on this earth to deceive you. Okay? Questions, comments, thoughts? Yeah. What you're talking about is the unredeemed person. In order for life to come, God has to tear off a piece of himself, as we've said, put it into a fertilized egg, scratch a woman's wound, boom, and life comes forth. But that spirit is, for lack of a better word, is dormant. It doesn't come alive, doesn't become aware until we cry out on the name of Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit comes in and activates it. And what?
Kind of meets itself
there, yeah. Self becomes self, and it activates our spirits to become out. I don't really like that word, but I don't know what else word to use other than dormant. But it activates that spirit in us. Prior to that thing, we're still alive, but the spirit's not really driving. The soul is driving. So when we were born, the spirit of God was in us. Its eyes were closed, if you will, to use Eve's interaction. The eyes of our spirit were closed, and the soul was driving the body. At whatever age we did, for me at the age of 11, I cried out on the name of Christ. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit came in and opened the eyes of my spirit, and then there became a conflict between soul and spirit over who was going to drive, because they were both active. But apart from it doesn't matter how evil somebody is, if they're walking, the Spirit of God is in them. It may be dormant, but if they're alive, there is a peace of God in them. That's why God has the hope that none should perish. Okay.
Like a chicken.
Well, I mean, if you see it that way, and what we're taking there is from Genesis, where it said, when they ate of the fruit, their eyes would be open. We know their natural eyes were open because she looked at the fruit and saw that it was pleasing to her eye. I would contend her spiritual eyes were open, because she walked in the cool of the day with God. The only way we relate to God is spirit to spirit. So the only eyes that could be left to be open was her eyes of her soul. Conversely, because we were not created, but we were born with the eyes of our soul open, the eyes of our spirit closed, and we need the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to come and open those eyes. Okay. We're going to go on, Lord willing, into the love of the truth next week. But I needed, you know, some denominations say that mankind is inherently evil. I don't believe that's true. I believe mankind is born with his soul open, and we're inherently inclined to believe the deception. That's our problem. Our nature is to go, at that point, to go toward the deception. And circumstances have to come to the place where God calls on us to cry out on the name of Christ. And that's when everything changes. So anyway, we're going to move on in, hopefully, Lord willing, next week, into the love of the truth. But I wanted to lay out what creates our love of the lie first. So thank you. Y'all have a good week.